White Mary, Healdsburg, California, May 2, 1882. Dear Mary, the lost girl came night before last, Wednesday evening. I made arrangements with Brother Harmon to go to the train for her. He took her to the meeting house from there. She went to Sister Healy's, and when Addie took May to school, found her and brought her home. I wrote you yesterday that Addie could come. You can have her now if you wish. Let me know. Shall I send her? If you will write to me just when Mary and her mother will come, I will arrange to meet them at Petaluma and save them $4. I could bring Addie down at the same time, but thought you might want her before to let her get a little used to things in the house. She seems to be unable to study. It makes her head ache. She is growing so fast, I think must be the reason. We put Luella into the writing yesterday. She will do well, I think, as a copyist. We have had two foggy mornings. The fog is quite thick this morning. I write to you, Mary, because Willie, White, has so much to think of. He does not always remember. I wish you would tell me when you are coming up. We are now ready for you. Do not wait to get things ready, but come just as you are. If you will get outside material for two cotton mattresses, I will be pleased to make them for you. I cannot devote all day to writing. Yesterday I wrote 19 long pages on that large, fine-ruled paper prepared purposely for me, but on every other line. Will you see that I have half a dozen scratchbooks, narrow-ruled, of the same kind of paper the other was made of? They are very handy. I like them much. If you have in the office good steel pens, please send me some of the very best you have. I want to write only half a day and work in sewing the other half. I will make two mattresses or help you make two when you come. Please tell me just when you will come. I mentioned in my letter to Willie to send me my portable lounge and some other things. You read the letter, please, and you will then know what I sent for. Mother. Please have printed for me a quantity of envelopes at the Review and Herald. Mine are all gone. I want them much. Send my can of Vaseline. Send lead pencils, not very hard. Marion Davis has difficulty with those you have. Have just sent a letter to Edwin Jones to reach him before the piece in paper in regard to sorcery.